Today we'll be learning the halachas of shehiye chazore ve'atmona and simen reish nun gimel. I want to say a small akdame before we start. These halachas of shehiye chazore ve'atmona have a lot of details. Until really you learn a couple pages in the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have a fully picture, and for sure you cannot pasken out from these halachas. Before we start the simen, the Mishnah Berurah gives a akdame to the simen. And we'll try also to give a short akdama. We know the isur bishul midayraisa. You're not allowed to cook food midayraisa and Shabbos. But we learn in Simon Reish Nun Beis that if a person will put something on the fire before Shabbos, and the melacha will be done me'elav in Shabbos, like opening water to water a garden, or putting wool into a place to get colored, or all different melachas, if you do it before Shabbos and it finishes on its own in Shabbos, it's no isur as melachas mevashel. It's no isur as melachas Shabbos. So for that reason, a person would be allowed to put food that is raw erev Shabbos on the fire, and it will cook me'elov in Shabbos. Just Chazal made a new gzeiro, shemo yechate begecholim. If you will leave it on the fire, maybe in Shabbos, you will want to rush it to be ready to eat, and you will come to move the coals, and you'll be mechata begecholim, and you'll be over an isur bishul, an isur mavir. So Chazal asked to leave raw food on a fire erev Shabbos, it will cook me'elov in Shabbos. In different conditions, Chazal will matir. Or when it's goruv vekotum, the fire is covered, or it's mevushul kol tzorkoy, and not kol tzorkoy, we'll see later different conditions, when a person is allowed to leave food raw erev Shabbos that will cook me'elo b'Shabbos. This is called isur shehiye. You're not allowed to leave food on the fire erev Shabbos or will cook me'elo in Shabbos. There's another isur that is called chazorah, meaning even if the food is already fully cooked and you took it off in Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back on the fire in Shabbos because it's mechzik mevashel. Again, it's different conditions that you'll be allowed to, if it's go v'katum, it's ayde b'yaday, we're in Seif Beis, all different echetim says, when you're allowed to do a chazore. For sure, we have to remember the cloud, that chazore is only allowed to when it's already mevushel kol tzorkoy, because if not, it's called mevashel in Shabbos. As a third issue that is called shehiya lekatchila in Shabbos, and this is, you take a challah out of the freezer, it's already cooked, but you want to put it back on the fire, but it was never there before Shabbos. So then, even when it's goruv v'katum, you're not allowed to put it on the fire because it's mechzik mevashel. And again, we'll see as different conditions that you will be allowed to. Like example, if you have already a pot of chant and you want to put it on top of the pot of the chant. So, in a lot of cases, you're allowed to do a shehiya lekatchile in Shabbos. Seif Aleph and Reish Nun Gimel will be oisik in the isur of shehiya erev Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos, we have a machlekes. Rabbanon de Chananiya hold that a person is not allowed to leave raw food erev Shabbos and it will cook me'elov in Shabbos. And not only raw food, even cooked food. If it's mitstamek v'yafaloi, meaning to say, by getting cooked more it will be better, you're not allowed to leave it on an open fire erev Shabbos. And it will be cooking me'elov in Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked before Shabbos, it's mitstamek v'yofeloi. The only case that you'll be allowed to leave the food erev Shabbos is if it's mevushel kol tzorkoy before Shabbos and mitstamek v'raloi. Then you're allowed to leave it erev Shabbos and it will cook me'elov and will get more cooked than Shabbos. Or in the case that it's goruv v'katum, you cover the fire. Chaygav meznochsha shem ayov elachtis begicholim. Chananiya holds, even if it's not fully cooked, if it's mevushel kemaychel ben dursoi, it means a half cooked or a third b'shas adchak. This is Shir Meichel ben Dursoi, who was a ganev, that he didn't have time to fully cook his food and he ate it half raw. If it's mevushel kol tzorkoy, for sure you're allowed to. But even if it's not mevushel kol tzorkoy, it's only mevushel kemeichel ben Dursoi, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire before Shabbos and we'll finish to cook in Shabbos and we're not choshesh that you'll be choyte begecholim. The Shulchan Aruch and the first shita in Reish Nun Gimel Seif Aleph will bring the rift that holds, like Rabbanon de Chananiya, that you're not allowed to leave only if it's mevushel kol tzorkoy v'mitstamek v'raloi, or goruv v'katum, and the Yesh Eimrim, and this is the Psakim v'Ramot, as the Shitas Rashi, we paskin, that even if it's not mevushel kotzorko, it's enough that it's mevushel kemeichel ben dursoi, you're allowed to leave it on the fire, open in Shabbos. What is the halacha lemaise? The Ramos says that the meaning is like shitas Rashi, like the second shita, that it's enough that it's mevushel kotzorko. I'm sorry, that it's mevushel kemeichel ben dursoi, it's enough that b'chai gavne, you're allowed to leave it on the open fire in Shabbos. The Sfardim, even though normally the pasuk like the Mechaber, here in Sefer, Eretz Chaim, Simen Reish Nun Gimel Seif Aleph, and Kafachaim Reish Nun Gimel Seif Kosmachov Gimel, Shut Or Letzion, Simen Perek Yud Zayin, Or Hei, they bring down that La'aloche, we pasuk like the Ramah, even by the Sfardim, and you're allowed to leave a Meichel, there's Mevushel Kemeichel Ben Dursoi, on an open fire. Or nevertheless, we'll see in the end, in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Seif Beis, in the end of the siman, we'll see in the Bir Aloche that he brings down that even that Aloche, like Hananiah, that you're allowed to leave something that's Mevushel Kemeichel Ben Dursoi on an open fire. Lekatchila, we don't leave on an open fire, only if it's Mevushel Kotzorche v'mitzamek v'raloi. This is what the Bir Aloche brings down and we'll explain him. The Chazanishlu Mazdem says, no, we pass it like the Ramok Pshutoi, and if it's Mevushel Kemeichel Ben Dursoi, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire in Shabbos. And now we'll see the Mishneh Berurah that brings down this Hakdomeh. Hine mipnei she'asimen hazeh rabu pe'eroisov. There's a lot of details. Kedei shelo yibalbel einei ha'koyer boi. You will not get mixed up. Omarti la'atik m'seifu ma'asra shekel psiche k'tanu el eilu mi'ikore ha'abdinim shelo. I will bring down a little psiche kedei she'yoru tzakoyer. Da, zog the Mishneh Berurah. She'yash inyan she'hiyo v'iyan chazoro. Shehiyo, what is Shehiyo? Shenoyes in atav shil merav Shabbos al gabe akiro. He puts it on the fire. Loid derech atmono, umanicho emed al gabe akiro. Ubeshabbos noit al me akiro. This is Shehiyo. Chazor mikri, that he puts it before Shabbos al akiro. Ubeshabbos noit al me akiro, veroitze lachziro shenis al gabe akiro. Zo ikav in chazor lekula alme. Yesh oid in chazor, shenoit al merav Shabbos. Samur lechashecho, this we'll see later. Upliki chanani verabonon. Chananiah svir elehu matav shekvar nizbah shel kemeichel ben dursoi. What is it? Chotzi bishul, v'yesh emin shlish bishul. The Mishneh Berurah later will say, mi'iker adin chatzi bishul, sha'asadcha k'shlish bishul. Muto la'ashoyse al gabe kiro, afilu eino grufa min ha'gecholim ve'eino k'tumo. Ayinu shemechas ha'gecholim. Chachomim svir elehu, the osurim eino grufa v'k'tumo. Elo, only if it's nizbah shel kol tzorkoi, en mitzamek v'raloi. Ubereish perekiro, the stem of the Mishneh state, Kilo sheisikuo begefesu beitzim lo yitin ad sheyirfu. There's no way to put on food only if you make grufa v'ktuma. Umibayi le'ashas, and what is going? It's going on shehiye, and you're not allowed to do it only if it's going with a kotum v'asik rabbanu b'chananiye. Or lo yitin rotzolema, not on shehiye. Shehiye you're allowed to, even if it's going, not going with a kotum, if it's gemushel k'maicha ben dursoi. But legabi chazoro, then lekula alma it has to be going with a kotum, like we'll see in Seif Beis. Rasulema lo yachzir, aber ian shiye muter afilu eine goru v'kotum, v'asik chananiya, v'lo yiv sheteach boyo, the Gemara doesn't have a maskone. Uposko ha'riv v'arambam v'arimni b'shitosum lehashis nam, it's osur lehashis if it's not goru v'kotum, v'ki rabbonan d'chananiya, that afilu lehashis, even for lehashis, you need it to be grufa v'ktuma, v'ateses posko lehachzir t'nam, only for chazor you need a grufa v'ktuma, aber lehashis muter afilu al eine grufa. וזה נשבע של כמייך בנושאי וכחנניה. אז זאת המשתבורה והן שתי שיטס, these are the two שיטס that we're going to learn on שולחן אורך בסימן זה. דור ראשון ידע שריב והרמב״ם, like רבונן דחנניה, did not allow to live only if go וקוטום. ויש אמרו שמייבי המחבר ברמוז מכריע like that, is כדס רשי, והתסס הלוכי כחנניה. Before we go weiter, I want to give one more הקדומה. What is the שיעור of מייכל בן דורסוי? So the משתבורה says, חצי שיעור בישול, B'shasat chak, shlish bishul. What it means, chatzi shiur bishul? Chazanish says like this. Till the food gets warm, it's not bishul. Take a piece of meat. It takes 5 minutes to get warm, and then another 6 hours to cook. So chatzi bishul is 3 hours. B'shasat chak, shlish bishul, 2 hours. And this is the Iker HaPsak. Came to Klesen Berebe, and he said, but sometimes in a third of the food, or a half of the cook, for a meat lemarshal, it takes 6 hours that it's well done. After 3 hours, it's completely raw. The fourth hour, the fifth hour, they give the real change to the meat. So it's not really a half a meat, a half a cook of the meat. You're right, it's the half of the time of cooking the fully cook. But a half of the time doesn't product a half cooking. So the Kleisenberg Rebbe himself said, really, you have to measure it in the food. That you could eat the food b'shasat chak. Rav Osner, says la halacha like this. Normally we measure like the chazanish 50% of the time. But l'chumra we need also that it's roi lechol b'shas adchak. If in after half of the time it's not roi to eat your b'shas adchak, it's not called kishir meichel ben dursoi. But for sure not to be semech anet lekule, and for sure it has to have half of the time. We'll start the simen. Kiro, it's a kind of oven that they had in that day. Shiasur kekdeiro, it's like a big huge dish with a cover and two holes on top and fire inside. V'shevsim al pio kekdeiro lemalo, and you put on top of it a dish. V'yesh b'mokim shfiza shtei kekdeiros. And you could put two dishes on top of it, two pots. Im huska begefa shibsele shazeisim, oy be'etzim, osur liten ala otav shu miboid yoyim. You're not allowed to leave on it a pot miboid yoyim. Lehashi soleo, to leave, even that you have cooked me'ele v'shabes, elohim can only if it's nisbashel kol tzorkoi, and vu mitztamek v'raloi. And it's also mitztamek v'raloi. So you need these two conditions. Nisbashel kol tzorkoi, then mitztamek v'raloi. But if not, you're not allowed to leave it on. This is Rabbon and the Hananiya. We'll see the Mishneh Brura. V'shoifsim al pio and the kiro, you put two pots, גם בתוכו יש מוקים להעמיד הקירו ומותו להשוי סויפץ מצטמק ורלוי. אלו משום דרוי צה להשמין איסור במצטמק ויופי לוי. שכנו איך הוא עושה את השיטה היד על איזמח מיר. So he says, even on top, it's only מצטמק ורלוי and not מצטמק ויופי לוי. אם הוסק משום דקול אני אבדיר גחולים, all these make calls, וחשין את שם היחת בהם, שבסדר של זייסים ויש אין ומדוע במסדר של סומסמים, it's also awesome. אוי בעצים והוא עדים תחומים, וגלולה בהימה. So then, is also liten ala otavshil, elem ken izbashil kol tzorche v'mitztamek v'raloi. Zog di mishtabur, it's not only liten, even Erev Shabbos, if you put it before, and Shabbos is coming in, and it's, you see that it's not nizbashil kol tzorchoi, hu adin. Im ayonosun tzorch lesalek b'shigez man chasheicho, im le nizbashil kol tzorchoi, even if it's mitztamek v'raloi, but now it's not nizbashil kol tzorchoi, oy shem mitztamek v'yofaloi. Even if it's bashikol tzorcha, but it's tamek v'yofaloi, you have to take it off the fire. But the primigodim and Moshe ben Magen Avraham and the Chazanish say that lo yitzu you mekabel Shabbos now, and you will see the til shkia to already have been bashikol tzorchoi, and it will not be any more mitzamek v'yofaloi. Then avada you're allowed to leave it, even if you mekabel Shabbos. But if lo yitzu you know that when shkia comes, it will not be bashikol tzorchoi or it's mitzamek v'yofaloi, you have to take it off of the fire. Now, you see, good as Mishneh Brura says like this. Miboid yoyim. You're not allowed to put it miboid yoyim. Hainu litin koinim shkia sachamo. Lehashi soleo lezerich alaylo. You're not allowed to put it before shkia sachamo for the night. Why you have to add these words? I'm not allowed to put food on the fire Erev Shabbos and will finish to be cooked in Shabbos. What is these words? Lezerich alaylo. So the Sharatzim says, ayin biur aloche. And here the Mishneh Brura wants to say a chidush otsu. This whole isru lefi rabbanon is only if I'm making a suda for tonight. So the gzeira shema yichata begicholim. But if I'm doing the suda for tomorrow, I'm leaving a chon for tomorrow, and I'm not planning to eat it today, so I'm mesiach das, and the chaygavne, even lefi rabbanon de chananye, or even ledidan bele nizbashel kol tzor kol klal, even pochel macha bedusoy, you're allowed to leave it on the fire, even on an open fire, and there's no gzeira shem yichata begicholim, because till tomorrow, for sure, it'll be ready. It's a very big chidush. Ralocha doesn't want to machriya lemaisa to do it. But b'shas atchak, if a person left, it's Erev Shabbos, he has a chance, it's not nizbashel kol tzorkei lefi the first shita, or it's pochel macha bedusoy, and his chance is only for tomorrow, but the evet it's mutar, and you can be semech on this view ralocha. So the first sheet holds that you're not allowed to leave something in the fire only if it's nizbashel kol tzorcha and it's nitztamek v'raloi. Zog di Mishneh Brura sifkot n'zayin, haynu, the kevon shikvon nizbashel legamri, it's nizbashel legamri, ad shim tizbashel yoyso tizbashel l'roloi, chashine l'chetue, we're not choyshesh that you will be coming to be choyte. Umutar litnos l'katchile, and for sure he doesn't have to take it off. Has to be nizbashel kol tzorchoi, umitztamek v'raloi. Pirush, what is Raloi? Kol dovor sho'odom otzev kshiyobesh. V'niskav etz machmas reva bishul. He doesn't want it to shrink down, to get dry. V'chen v'yofesh, hu sumeach mize. So Sharatzion explains, why he has to explain what is nice and what is bad, that it doesn't mean that it's really good for it to be cooked more or bad for it. If he has guests, and he needs a lot of food, and if the water runs out, he's missing, this is mitstamek v'raloi. If he wants it to shrink down, it's mitstamek v'yofeloi. You have to see the biur halacha here, in the case a person doesn't have guests, how you measure it. If you mitsupek, the biur halacha says mitsupek, you have to be machmir. I heard once in a koilel, the Chashem Tamid HaChom came to ask the Shaila, what if you have something that it's not mitstamek v'raloi and not mitstamek v'yofeloi? It doesn't make a difference what will happen to it. You're allowed to leave it on the fire or not allowed to leave it on the fire. And I will explain it to know that suffix. The time that you're not allowed to leave it on the fire, when it's stomach virale that it's bad, so then we say he for sure will not be choyte because he doesn't want it to get spoiled. So we do not metake the takone. But when it's open to him, what to do? Chaygamne, we have the takone. Other fakel. Only when it's stomach virale that there's a reason for him to choyte, then they made a takone. But in the case that there's no reason for him to move the coals to make the fire to come, so even that it's not mitzvah v'raloi, chaygav, maybe Chazal never made a gzeirah.